just looking at the next couple of verses, verse 30, verse 33. So now they come out and they see what's been done, and obviously they're not happy with what's happened. And in 33, it says, all the Midianites and Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. So we see here the fact that all of the enemies are now gathered together. They're all together against really one man, we could say. Ultimately, we know they're fighting against the Lord and they're not going to prevail. But I was thinking of the verse in Isaiah when it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. And here, the Spirit of the Lord raised up Gideon for this great work. And also, when the Lord told his disciples after the resurrection, he said, you wait in Jerusalem. You wait there until you be endued with power from on high. And here, Gideon could not go forth in this battle until he received power. And the power came from none other than the Spirit of God, who only came on him for a period of time. How much greater privilege we have that the Spirit of God lives within us. And that same power the Lord Jesus told his disciples that they're going to receive, we have that same power. And how little we make, how little we use it, how little we look to the Spirit of God to help and to strengthen us in times of difficulty. And the Lord gave us the necessary resource to stand for him when he left. In fact, he said it was better that I leave, because if I don't leave, then the Spirit of God can't come. And so here, Gideon could not go forth until the Spirit of God came upon him. And that's the same power that we have available to us on a daily basis here.
I was wondering if one of the reasons that as young people we don't stand up is that we recognize that the men are going to come after us. Because the moment you stand for the Lord, the moment we stop compromising, the enemy is going to come after us. But I was thinking of this verse in Ephesians chapter 5. It's a familiar verse in verse 10. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We have to remember that we are engaged in a spiritual battle. It's the very first thing that Amo brought out to us the first night we were here, reminding us of the spiritual militia that we are a part of. And the moment we think that it's an easy road, that it's not a battle, and we're not prepared, well, we'll become a casualty. And sometimes casualties don't necessarily mean that the enemy has shot your head off. It means that he's neutralized you, that you won't even engage in battle. And so your fellow believers can't count on you. Imagine going into battle with a battalion of men, and Brother Chuck was in battle. And you can't count on half the guys. They're not prepared. They don't have the heart. They're not interested. They're worrying about mom and dad at home. Whatever it is. We said, God is looking for a few good men and women. So I believe that Gideon, though, was prepared. I mean, his father stands up and responds, which is a wonderful picture of what happens when those who are younger stand up for the Lord. It may energize some who are older, who have become, whatever, lethargic, forgotten. But his father stands up and his father responds. And Gideon, you see, being strong in the might of the Lord and in his strength, Gideon now takes up a trumpet. And I don't want to get too far ahead of us, but I want us just to see what happens. When we stand for God, the enemy is going to come. But if it's in his might and in his power, what happens is that we're able to rise to an elevated place and we're able to blow a trumpet.
But what does his father say? His father, I think, what his father has to say directly relates it. He says, What's Baal going to do? I mean, practically for us, we're fighting, yeah, but we're fighting a defeated foe.
No.
And that's the thing to see. What do we have to be afraid of? Honestly, what do we have to be afraid of? We're fighting a defeated foe. And when Gideon's father gets up there and says, let Baal come down and speak for himself, it reminds me of Elijah. And what did Elijah do when the priests of Baal were calling down? He was laughing.
Imagine if Gideon had obeyed 90%. okay? Not 100%, just 90%. He did a pretty good job, 90%. What would have the effect been on his father? I know we're surmising here, but it's the day of individual responsibility, and Gideon took his place in obedience, and he did what he was told as the younger person, right? And his father was definitely in the wrong. He had idols in his house. Now, but Gideon obeyed 100%, okay? He obeyed 100%, and the effect was in his household. His father came around. Now, 90%, would have his father stood up for him? Can we answer that question? I don't know that he would have. And that's where the Lord puts that responsibility in our lap, and he says, this is what I'd like you to do. Now, what are we going to do? 80%, 90%, 99%? Obedience is pretty simple. It's 100.
It's just a little intriguing, though, that when the question is asked, who did this? How did they know it was Gideon? Remember, he went by night to conceal himself, in a sense. Okay, but I think what I'm reminded of is that God takes note. He takes account of our actions. And he will vindicate his rights by the actions that we take. And he will let it publicly be known that there are a few faithful men who stand for me. And brethren, young people, if there is that fear and timidity, let's realize that if we transcend that and go forth even in the fear and timidity, that God is going to take account of it. Everybody knew that it was Gideon who did it. Now, what's Gideon's response? Wait a minute, I didn't want anybody to know. No. Gideon was prepared then, since God has revealed everything, Gideon is prepared to stand in faithfulness to the actions that he took.
Yeah. And then just follow Tony's thoughts about where is the enemy. He says now he's standing as an individual, Gideon, and he finds conflict within the family of God's people. Okay, when the prophet came, he spoke to the children of Israel. So that would take in all the company. Okay, now Gideon, as one person out of all of that, we read of only one person's response. And the rest of some of the children of Israel here want to come and kill Gideon, because there was no response to the word of the prophet. Okay, so there is conflict and there's enmity that we're going to find from within, because we're standing alone. But then also what happens is now there's a testimony that has been raised to the name of God. And now what happens? Satan's not going to stand by. No, he's not going to. Oh boy, look what they did. No. Now the Midianites rise up. Okay, sure, they had dwelling amongst the people. And Satan felt, you know, that he's got a certain hold and a victory here. Okay, but now, oh, there's some resistance to this. Now it's time for war. Okay, and so now they rise up and it's time for battle against the people of God.